For 20 years of knowledge and experience helping small businesses create an effective online presence. Visit
Bureau. You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
Okay, I see on the screen it's George Lynch, director, and George Pellington, director, but it doesn't say of what. Maybe we could add Dynamic Life. Dynamic Life is what?
Dynamic Life is a recovery development program that also offers sober living to 28 male residents.
28, so you're limited to 28 at a time.
Yep, correct. And we have two live-on managers, so there's 30 beds total. But two are live-on managers. So there's a staff member there 24 hours a day.
And you are the president?
President is George Pellington. I'm George Lynch, director.
Director, okay. President.
President
director.
Of the board, yes.
Now, were you the founder also?
No, I was not. It was founded actually by two gentlemen. Denny Nystrom was the owner.
That name sounds familiar.
And Roger Ball from Freedom Church. Was the principal.
Roger was involved in this.
Yep.
What a sweetheart of a guy.
Yes, yep. Absolutely.
When
yes.
I got here years ago as a complete stranger, I had no employment, decided to go into the advertising business with starting a magazine. And next thing I know is this car dealerships and people coming to me and saying, well, this guy Ball was sending this Pastor Ball. And so, well, he got out of the secular world and became a preacher.
Yes.
A complete stranger, but he was sending business my way. So.
Yes.
I'm sorry we lost him so young.
I know. It's terrible that he passed, but we now carry his legacy, and we're moving forward as Dynamic Life Recovery Community.
Mm-hmm. And you are the pastor also.
I'm a pastor of outreach ministries at First Methodist Church in Vero Beach, and it was through that pastorship that the owner, the former owner of the property, Denny Nystrom, came to me and asked if I would take over where Roger had left off. So we became the individuals that would actually administer the ministry at Dynamic Life.
Well, it sure is good to have administration, because without organizational skills,
right,
which I personally lack,
yeah,
you're going to have a hard time with it, whether you're selling cars or you're helping save lives through Dynamic
exactly.
Life.
Yes.
So, well, it's great to have you gentlemen here. Recently, I attended an event for you. What I want to get to, right to the heart of the matter, is you had a video shot for this special event.
Mm-hmm.
A former sheriff was there. A lot of notables were there. You want to tell the people what this was about?
Well, this was about the whole idea of awareness and also fundraising for Dynamic Life Recovery Community. And the primary goal really was awareness, community awareness. So we chose an excellent, beautiful venue. We had a great caterer. And we were able to
present. Yes, you did.
Yes. A great caterer.
That tenderloin beef, whoa.
Yeah, no.
Doesn't get any better.
No, it was a Wild Time Catering and Celebration
Wild
Grove.
So that guy always amazes me.
Yeah, yeah, Travis does a great job.
Yes.
And they do a great, great job.
Tell him I said so if you speak to him.
I will.
And we've talked about him on the air.
That's right. And Celebration Grove was the venue, which is an adjunct to Pillar Community Church.
Celebration Grove. Oh!
Yes, it's actually a facility that's probably a little over a year old, but it's a post and beam. It's a gorgeous facility.
It is. I never even knew it was there. I'm going, where is this oasis in the middle of out west of Vero
just
Beach?
North of Peterson's Farm. It's just a really wonderful venue for our fundraising.
So that's not a church, or that is a church?
The church is Pillar Community Church.
Okay.
And they own both properties. They own both the church.
So they're in the little building to the right.
Yes, that was the church. And then the Celebration Grove was a venue. It's a wedding venue, but it's also an event venue.
And you described it with these all wooden pillars.
Yeah, it's a post and beam, beautiful, beautiful facility.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
I was like, where did this go? I said, I want to have an event just to have it here.
Yes, no, we felt that way the minute that we saw it.
It was lovely, and I'm really thankful that Trevor Redborn, Rayborn,
Morningstar Presbyterian Church. Yes,
pastor there. He invited me, and I have to say thank you. I really did not know what was taking place, and I'm glad I got to go.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful night. And we had some speakers there. But the most important thing was that film.
Yep.
Now, the film showed, like, my friend Bruce, who had he saw his mother raped at the age of 11,
mm-hmm.
went out with a gun and put the gun to the man's head and shot and killed the raper.
Yep.
So he was convicted at the age of 11 as a murderer.
Correct. And Then was sentenced to juvenile detention, I believe, and then got out, and only a few months later was witness to another crime, another murder, where a three-year-old girl was shot and killed.
And he didn't do it, but they were saying he did. They had to pick somebody.
Yes.
Yep. So amazing testimony. And anybody can see that testimony on our YouTube page. So if they just search YouTube for Dynamic Life Recovery Community or Chasing
I played it the
Peace.
Other night at a venue where they said, hey, can you find this? And there it is. That's we played it.
Yes.
And I think it's on mine. If not, you're welcome to use it because I have Rhett Palmer has 7,000 followers, 5,000 friends. That's 13,000 right there. Then we have Vero's Voice. We have Rhett Palmer. Any of mine, please.
Yes.
Use my sites. If you want to send them to Doolin, he can set them up for us. Okay. You know. Whatever.
Excellent. So, yeah, no.
Please use me. I want to participate.
No, because that was a very impactful film.
Oh, my word.
It shows three testimonies, individuals, Jason and Kevin and Bruce. And what was amazing is after the video was over, the three of them were there at the venue.
Yeah. See, I didn't know that. I was way in the back. You know how God sometimes put people where I like the second to the last seat. Yeah. I got mad at the other guy. I said, I thought I had the last seat. You got the last seat. He was the pastor of some other church.
Yes.
This black guy said, hey, you got the best seat. But anyway, so I had to slip out the back right before the very end. But I didn't know they were there.
They were there, all three of them.
And did they get to speak to the crowd at all?
They got an applause.
They got
an applause. But, you know, it was a live testimony
of
what
three lives that were like the one guy's brother died of drugs.
Yes. The impact of the recovery program at Dynamic Life has changed those men's lives.
Yeah.
And they're three of many that have been changed. And it's our mission to utilize not only the benefits of AA or NA and CR, Celebrate Recovery. So we're very meeting oriented. But we want to present spirit, soul, and body. We want remedy for the whole man. So each man is assigned a spiritual mentor.
Really?
And the spiritual mentor is by and large, we're not talking about pastors here, but just men who have walked, who know Christ and walk the walk with Jesus and can come alongside these guys and hear their testimony, their journey. And so the hope is that there will be a relationship formed, and through relationship they're able to open up their hearts to the possibility of more of a commitment to Christ, because we do believe the higher power is Jesus Christ.
Okay. Well, that's how I got into a 12-step program. I didn't drink until I was mid-50s, and then there were some things, very bad things that happened in my life. And I got friendly with Glenlivet Scotch, but I remember wanting to stop. And then it was a little shot in the morning to take care of the shakes. And then a shot 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And my future wife saying, you're an alcoholic. No, I'm not. But I remember one night, I'm living by myself at the time. I said, a moment of clarity, I said, you know, I can't do this without you. Mm-hmm. I didn't know I was taking the first and second step right there that night. I said, I can't do this without you, so I surrender to you. And within a few days, I'm in a 12-step meeting. And that's 15 years ago. So the fellowship is very vital.
Yes.
My sponsor has been in for 49 years. He's a very prosperous man here in town. He didn't even care if I say his name, but anyways, but his father was also in, and they said his father used to come in with a cane, and he'd slap it on the table and say, this is not a program first. It is a fellowship. Of course, I'm a little slower than the next guy, so I said, what does that mean? And I realized that it is the fellowship.
Yeah. That's why we call ourselves a community, because we're a community of individuals that are in recovery. And it begins with humility. And through humility, we can express a certain empathy. And then with the empathy, we can present love.
Now, you're a guy of intellect. We're an engineer.
Yes.
So you're a smart guy. I know I used to live next to Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You went to Rutgers.
Yes.
So the Bible says not many noble or not many that. The mind of man is enmity with the spirit of Christ.
Yes.
So how did you come to finally know? Was there a moment? And how old were you when you came to know Jesus as your Lord?
So always I had a desire to know truth. Truth was driving me. And, of course, I'm thinking that truth is propositional or that it is in the natural laws. And so I decided that I was going to pursue science as a way of trying to get to some truth.
So not the heart of the matter, but the science of the matter, the right. facts.
So I entered into engineering school at Rutgers and ended up finishing up at Ohio State, got a degree in agricultural engineering because that was the area where I could get water and wastewater treatment experience and knowledge, and entered into that field of water and wastewater treatment and served as a professional engineer for 35 years. But it wasn't until I was age 27 that I, through an individual that we had hired, and during the course of the interview, I was part of the interview team. Mm-hmm. I said to him, you know, I'm trying to be funny and lighten things up. So what about this grin on your face? You know, you got gas or are you sitting on a feather? And he says, no, I know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I thought, man, this guy's got chutzpah. So I said to him during that interview that I want to know what you know. And he said, okay. Okay, so after I'm hired, he said, we'll have an interview with my pastor. We'll have an interview with my pastor. So a month later, he says he invites me to lunch with the pastor. And so I had been raised in the church, so I knew a lot of answers. And this pastor was grilling me back and forth and said, you know, I can see what the problem is. You have all the answers up here in your head, but you don't have it here in your heart. And I said to him, well, how do you get it from the head to the heart?
Yeah.
He said, I call that the 12-inch miracle. And he said, are you willing to come across the street? It was an Episcopal Basilica in Kansas City, Missouri. Are you willing to go over there and pray that God will work that miracle for you? And at that point, probably more out of shame than anything,
you said yes.
I said yes.
Did you walk across the street?
Walked across the street.
Oh, come on. So empty church.
Empty church, and I'm looking at it, and it looks like every church I've ever attended.
Yeah.
And the one knelt on one side of me and the other knelt on the other side of me, and they began praying. And through the course of the prayer, the only thing I could say, because I didn't know anything else to say, was, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That's all I could say. And in the course of that prayer, I'd say maybe 2-3 minutes in, this wave of love, peace, joy just literally hit me and filled me to the point where I was overflowing with tears. Tears of joy.
Yes.
And excitement.
Yes.
Because at that moment in time, I realized.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Pleens Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationships among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, visit us online at tcccalliance.com or reach us at 772-324-9300.